We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. It's been revealed Victorian hospitals have pushed the extremes of life support, saving dozens of COVID patients in months-long comas who had previously been considered too far gone. While the most extreme form of life support is typically only considered for an average of less than 10 days as a last-ditch bid for critical patients, Victorian specialists have stretched its use for up to 130 days to bring 50 COVID patients back from the brink. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. The son of slain underworld boss Nabil Magni is facing life behind bars after being found guilty of killing two men in a deadly drive-by shooting at the popular Love Machine nightclub. The Supreme Court convicted 21-year-old Jacob Elliott of two counts of murder after he gunned down security guard Aaron Khalid Osmani and patron Richard Arrow outside the Pran nightclub in 2019. 24-year-old Alan Fares, who was driving the car while Elliot hung a gun out the passenger window, was also found guilty of the two murders. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A key business figure says pop-up bike lanes in major CBD routes like Exhibition Street should be removed to aid inner city recovery. Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive Paul Guerra said the protected lanes were contributing to negative perceptions about the city, adding there's a time and place for bike lanes, but probably not in major thoroughfares. And Daniel Andrews has refused to answer questions over his involvement in an anti-corruption probe as he faces calls to stand down from the top job. The Premier refused to discuss his private grilling by the Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission, but slammed claims he led a corrupt government. Leaked interim findings ahead of a final report in Parliament found wrongdoing and the likely misuse of publicly funded staff across Labor's factions. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.